There is an expression, very much a cliched expression, but yet still very true. An expression is, keep your eyes on the prize. It's an expression used very often by athletes. They are striving towards a goal, to receive a medal, a crown, a title, the first place. But to do so, they have to train very hard for that. And they have to also keep their focus very secure on that goal. Because if there's any like loss of focus, they risk missing that goal. And it's an expression that is true also for the disciples. As they are on the mountain with Jesus. Jesus ascends to heaven. He raises up to heaven. And they're gazing at him. They're gazing at him for two reasons. One, they are marveling at the sight that he is going up. So as he goes up, they look at him. But also because as our Lord is ascending, they are keeping their gaze fixed on him. Because our Lord ascends heavenward. Our Lord is heaven-bound. And so they are reminded of what their prize is. That is heaven and seeing God face to face. Their prize in this race on earth is heaven, to see God face to face, to have their fulfillment of all their desires. And so, and this teaches us that heaven should be our goal as well. Heaven is our prize. We should keep our gaze fixed on this destination. Because in heaven, we are built for heaven. We are designed to strive for heaven, to strive for happiness. It's built in us. Our desires are for perfection of our happiness. Whether we know it or not, we are always striving to be happy because it's built into us. God has created us in such a way that we strive for happiness. Whether we like it or not, we cannot help but strive for happiness. Because it's in our nature, it's who we are as human beings. And it is what motivates us to do things. The issue is not finding happiness or whether or not we are trying to be happy. The issue is finding happiness in all the right places. Because as you know, many people look for it in all the wrong places. But we must have a clear goal on happiness where it ends. Because it comes to an end. Otherwise, we would just be in this endless cycle of looking for things. But today's Feast of the Ascension reminds us that our goal is heaven. We are heaven-bound. I knew a Catholic youth office. They actually had their own school bus, painted white. And you know in the destination, it says, you could say Toronto or Montreal, they had heaven-bound. So if they're on the road, they're saying heaven-bound. a bit cheesy, but yet still very true. We are all heaven-bound. And that goal also motivates all our other actions. There's been much discussion about what's called evangelization, bringing others to the gospel of Christ, bringing others to the truth so that they too can know God. And there have been many debates and discussions as to how we undergo this. But nothing we ever do as a parish, as a church, as a group within a parish, or as a worldwide church, nothing we do will have any meaning unless we are clear of where we are going. And today's feast reminds us that we are all destined for heaven. We are all meant to go to heaven. And we're meant to cooperate with the grace that's given us. Many people don't cooperate with that grace. And so they risk losing that prize. It's not 100% guarantee. Otherwise, we'll be what's considered universalists. That no matter what we do, we'll go to heaven. We don't believe that. We believe that although we are given this drive to go to heaven, have to still cooperate with God. We have to cooperate with that grace and behave in the way that's fitting for that. But before we can begin any activity, we have to be reminded of our focus. That if we're going to bring others to Christ, that consists, first of all, of us having a clear vision of where we are going, what we're doing, and why we are going there. And that vision is heaven. We want heaven for ourselves, for the fulfillment of our desires, and to see God face to face. Because The goal of heaven is seeing God, who's the fulfillment of everything we've longed for, and also to bring other people to heaven, because we are concerned for our salvation, that's true, but we also care for the salvation of everyone else, everyone around us. So that's why we proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. That's why the disciples were to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth, sometimes literally. They go to all these different, they go from Jerusalem, go all these different countries in the world. And we have evidence of that all over. But for us here, we are called to do many things. We are in different vocations, different states in life. Different, yet we have one goal, that is to see God face to face. And when we come to Holy Mass, we get a foretaste of that, a sneak preview, if you will. Because Mass, we receive the very body and blood of Christ. And Mass, the liturgy, is like an unveiling of the heavenly liturgy, where God is worshipped and everyone kneels down before God. And so, as we continue on with Mass today, let us be reminded of what we are actually striving for, what we are hoping for, and what we are desiring. Because underneath everything, we are desiring what we receive in the Mass, God Himself.